Welcome to Mr. Bexfort's Literary Podcast. This litcast leaps from where we left off in the podcast at the end of Act 3 to the end of the play for a little review of what has happened in the end of the play. Before I get into too much detail, remember that a tragedy is the downfall of a basically good person who, because of a flaw in character, tempts fate and brings on great sorrow and suffering. This play is defined as a tragedy, and it is important to recognize that every traditional tragedy has some sort of tragic figure. Now, back to the summary of the play in Acts 4 and 5. In Act 4, we saw the issues that Juliet comes up against when dealing with her impending marriage to Paris, as her father decreed in the end of Act 3. First, Juliet goes to the friar, threatens to kill herself with a knife in a scene that is very similar to the one that Romeo did the same thing. Second, Juliet is going to return home with a six-step plan that the friar outlined for her, which has her using a dangerous sleeping potion that will make her look dead to anyone who doesn't know. When Juliet acts happy about her coming home and being married to Paris, Lord Capulet decides to move the wedding date forward, throwing more problems into the plan. Juliet takes the sleeping potion and is found by the nurse, who weeps and brings everyone in. They all cry over Juliet's corpse before Peter and the musicians see the act finish with a bit of bad musical humor. That's Act 4, pretty much. Act 5 sees Romeo receive news of Juliet's death, but not by the friar. Romeo buys a poison, heads back to Verona, where Friar Lawrence has gotten word that his letter to Romeo didn't get delivered. And now we go to the final scene, in which Paris, who is mourning Juliet's death in the cemetery, sees Romeo coming, tries to arrest him. Romeo kills Paris and drags him into the tomb, just like Paris asked him to do. Romeo then compares the tomb to a torch, since Juliet is as beautiful as light. He kisses her crimson lips and drinks his poison, dying on the spot. Friar Lawrence comes in to take Juliet out, realizing his letter didn't get there, and he discovers all the death that has just occurred moments before. He panics, running away and leaving the now awake Juliet by herself in the tomb with the dead bodies. Juliet, in a very forceful moment, takes Romeo's dagger, stabs herself in the heart, very quickly ending her life. The guard, at that point, comes in to discover the three newly dead bodies. The prince is called. The other two families, the Montagues and the Capulets, are already on their way because they've heard the uproar. Montague happens to be there already to bury his wife, who died that night from the grief of Romeo's banishment. The friar comes clean in this big, long confession where he reveals pretty much the whole plot of the story, and it's confirmed by a letter Romeo had given to his man Balthazar. The prince, the Montagues, and the Capulets all have had two members of their families killed, so they decide to call a truce, completing the claim made in the prologue. Both families agree to raise statues of the other's child so that all may remember that the civil disagreement has caused so much life, and kind of sealing the deal. And thus ends the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. If this had been a comedy, the lovers would have lived. They would have discovered the errors of their ways, all would have been forgiven, but seeing as this is a tragedy, who would you consider to be our most tragic character? And if there was a tragic character in this play, what was their flaw? There's some food for thought, huh? Well, that's all for now. And especially for the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. We're reviewing the story for a couple more days before we take our test on Friday. Let me know if you have any questions. And, as always, I will talk to you soon.